Well, we're meeting with head coach Matt McMahon. The Murray State Racers get a 74-69 win on Saturday against Southern Illinois Edwardsville, now 12-2 and 2-0 in the league. And Matt, thanks for joining us. You guys had a big lead at the half, and the Cougars came running at you in the second half. What were they doing differently to you?
Hey, thanks a lot, Harry. I thought of the first half we played exceptionally well at both ends of the court. In the second half, their execution offensively was really good. They were able to get downhill and get into the paint in their ball screen offense, and it caused us problems. And credit to them, they've struggled shooting the three this year, but they shot it really well today. And then on our offensive end, Harry, we made six baskets in the second half and still found a way to win. So I'm really proud of our team for coming together and finding a way to win the last 8 minutes.
Five guys in double figures, but 21 offensive rebounds. I thought that was the difference in the game. When you guys weren't hitting shots, you were getting extra chances.
It was, Harry. It enabled us, although we weren't able to finish the plays, the offensive glass got us to the free throw line, where we were very poor earlier in the season, but we go 19 to 25, 76% today. Our starting front court of KJ Williams and DJ Burns get 14 offensive rebounds between the two of them. I thought that was just a huge factor in our ability to come back and get the win late.
KJ gets 15 and 15, and as you mentioned, eight of them on the offensive end, and so he was just a warrior down there. But I want to ask you about Juice. In the preseason, you guys brought a whole bunch of new players in, and there was even a kind of a question like, okay, what's his role going to be? And with all those new guys coming around, Juice has kind of ascended and become just a stud for you guys again this season.
It's the rewarding part of coaching, Harry. Really from the day last season ended, Juice has been fully committed to the culture here at Murray State. He has worked extremely hard. He's been very consistent. He's logged the most hours in our practice facility. He's really put in the time, and it's awesome to see it pay off for him this year. He's a guy we have to have on the floor. He's done a fantastic job running our team. He's shooting the ball with 49% from three in D1 games coming into today. It's just, and he's been very good defensively as well. So I'm thrilled for him. Really a product of him putting in the work and trusting the process.
I do have to ask you about Rayshon Taylor, the SIUE freshman. I mean, he had to sit out last year with a bad knee, but he's a special player, isn't he?
Fantastic. I think Coach Brony has their top six is the most talented they've had since I've been here. And I think he is a special player, can really score it, NBA range, but he's also very crafty off the dribble, can get in the lane. He has great strength to finish plays, really is a weapon for them. In the first half, we were able to turn them over, and that enabled us to limit him to 5 points. In the second half, we were only able to turn him over twice, and he really got going. I think he scored 19 in the second half. And so we really got to a spot there at the under 8 media where we were down one. And I thought our players did a really nice job of regrouping. We changed defenses. We went to a 1-1-3 half-court zone. And I thought our guys really did a nice job in that, limited their scoring down the stretch.
I love the way Taylor will attack, but he steps outside. He hit that big three to tie it, I think, at like 64. And just a fun game to watch today from SIUE for you guys. But you end up prevailing by five. This week you've got Tennessee State and then Belmont next Saturday. I know you coaches one game at a time and all that. but how special, assuming the two of you take care of business between now and next Saturday, how special is that Belmont game, those two Belmont games every year? And even this one's a little bit early in the season. Potentially you both could be 2-3-4-0, whatever. But how special is that rivalry between Murray State and Belmont?
Oh, well, we're definitely – you're right on the money, Harry. It's hard for me to look past Thursday. I have great respect for the talent that's been put together at Tennessee State. But just speaking in general, have tremendous respect for Belmont. Coach Alexander's done an incredible job with their program. He's really had essentially the same roster in all 3 years, and kind of greedy, went out and got another all-league player in Will Richards. So, you know, I think they have a really, really talented team, experienced. But, you know, I think both fan bases really enjoy the rivalry, and we'll look forward to opportunity next week to play them. But overall for us, Harry, because of these cancellations, we're about to play 8 games in 16 days. And so, you know, these next couple of days of practice will really be the last time we can spend a lot of time on the practice floor the rest of January. So we got to take advantage of it.
Yeah, and you mentioned Tennessee State. They scored 90-plus today, and they get a win. And so Penny's trying to put together a team that likes to run up and down there. And that so that poses a little bit of a different challenge than this Cougar team did.
Well, you look at them, they're probably, they got to be one of the oldest teams in the country. Just their experience, fifth-year guys, six-year guys. And, of course, you know, the return of Carlos Marshall, who missed last season, an all-conference player for them. His ability to score the ball is just tremendous. So they've got a very talented team. Hadn't had a chance to see today, but I saw they did put up 95 points. And we look forward to getting back home on Thursday.
And then a big announcement on Monday. We're not going to talk about that a lot, but big shifts for the Valley and the Ohio Valley. And so a lot to really pay attention to this week. They're keeping you busy, aren't they?
Well, we're really excited. You know, I'm incredibly excited for Murray State University and our Murray, Kentucky community. I think we have a great event planned on Monday at noon. And hope to have a huge crowd out to celebrate a historic day for our program. So, and for our university. And I'm just really commend and incredibly thankful to Dr. Jackson, our president, Kevin Saul, our director of athletics, along with the Board of Regents for all their hard work to put us in a position to have this great event on Monday.
We're looking forward to it as well. Matt McMahon, appreciate your time. Safe travels back to Murray, Kentucky. Congratulations on the win today.
Thanks so much, Harry. I appreciate you.